With SRN News, I'm Bob Ack, new in Washington. Russia has launched a major missile and drone attack on Kiev. Here's correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Around 430 drones and 18 missiles were used in the attack, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky adds. Local resident Maria Kalshenko tells the AP, I realised that I couldn't see anything. I turned round and saw there was no wall and there was no neighbour's apartment. The neighbour was screaming. There was no door. The Russian attacks come as EU officials warn this week that Ukraine must continue to crack down on corruption following a major graft scandal that's put top nuclear energy officials under scrutiny. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There's been a small rise in mortgage rates.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to 6.24%. This is the second weekly increase after four straight declines. The average rate remains near its lowest level in more than a year. Mortgage rates have mostly eased since late July, ahead of a Federal Reserve rate cut in September and October. The central bank doesn't set mortgage rates, but its actions are one of the factors that influence their trajectory. I'm Alex Vega.
A fast-moving wildfire has damaged at least 15 structures and forced evacuations in a picturesque California county along the Nevada state border. Baseball crowns a pair of familiar MVPs.
Two-way star Shohei Ohtani won his fourth MVP award in a unanimous vote for the National League honor, and Aaron Judge earned the American League accolade for the third time. Ohtani was named MVP for the third straight year. It's his second in the NL with the two-time defending World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers after winning two in the AL with the Angels. All four have been unanimous. Judge became the New York Yankees' fourth three-time winner, edging Seattle's Cal Raleigh with 17 first-place votes to 13 for the switch-hitting catcher. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
This is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports the Christmas wars are already underway.
For decades now in this country, battles have been breaking out every year between those who want to keep Christ in Christmas and those who want him out. The 2025 season kicks off with a scuffle in Pataskala, Ohio, over a living nativity in a public park. Local officials at first said no, but a demand letter from First Liberty Institute has changed their minds, and they will now let the display take place. This is not likely to be the last battle over Christmas this year. Michael Harrington reporting.
Legal experts say the Supreme Court's decision not to revisit gay marriage this term is likely to be permanent, unless some of the sitting justices step down. Chief Justice John Roberts voted against legalizing homosexual unions in 2015, but has since remained silent on the subject. Justice Samuel Alito has continued to criticize the decision, but he said recently he was not advocating that it be overturned. This is SRN News. Here's Greg Clugston now with a midday Wall Street Business Report.
The nation's largest retailer will soon have a new boss. Walmart CEO Doug McMillon will retire at the end of January. He helped turn Walmart into a tech-powered giant since taking over in 2014. John Furner, the head of U.S. operations, will succeed McMillon as CEO. The Trump administration has announced trade frameworks with Argentina, Ecuador, El Salvador, and Guatemala. They're aimed at boosting the ability of American companies to sell industrial and agricultural products in those countries. The six-week government shutdown may be over, but the negative economic impact could last a while. The Congressional Budget Office estimated the shutdown will reduce growth in this year's fourth quarter by about 1.5 percentage points. That would cut growth by about half from the third quarter. I'm Greg Clugston.
More on these stories at srnnews.com.